The New York Times Today reports that Brigadier General Karpinski said in an interview that the cell block where the abuses took place had been under the control of intelligence officers rather than under the control of the soldiers in her command. The Times reported that Karpinski condemned the actions of her troops, but that she suspected that they acted with, quote, the encouragement, if not the direction, of military intelligence units that ran the special cell block used for interrogation. End quote. Joining us now is Shibli Telhami, Anwar Sadat Professor for Peace and Development at the University of Maryland. Good morning. Thank you for coming in.
Good morning to you.
Professor Telhami, you just heard what Seymour Hersh had to say, and you've seen the pictures of prisoner abuse and humiliation. How serious is the damage to America's credibility in the Arab world now?
Start with the fact that the prevalent feeling, the prevalent passion in the Arab world is one of humiliation right now, which is what militants try to capture. It's there in relation to Iraq, in relation to the Arab-Israeli issue, in relation to all the other issues. And these are pictures of utter humiliation. They're imprinted on the psyche. It's hard to take them away from people for two reasons. One is that, you know, even pictures of an average Iraqi wearing a white robe kneeling on at the feet of an American soldier with his hands tied behind his back and a hood over his head is humiliating to Arabs. It drives home the fact that this is an occupation, even aside from the issue of shame, which is, as Mr. Hersh said, is extremely important. Obviously, those are pictures of shame.
But given what has been revealed about the abuses, is there anything the U.S. can do at this point to repair the damage?
Frankly, there is such little trust of the U.S. Even before the war, when I did surveys in six Arab countries, it was clear that only a few people believed in U.S. intentions. Most people believed this war is for oil and Israel, and very few people believed it was for democracy or human rights or anything of that sort. And as a consequence, I think what you've had over the past years, reinforcement of their pain. Clearly, Iraq today is not a model that people want to emulate, and it seems to reinforce their prior positions. I think the trust has collapsed. Certainly, one can stop it from making it worse, and it can get worse in the sense that it's not only the numbers. The numbers, you know, we might tomorrow find that it's still only 5% who have favorable ratings of the U.S. as they did last week. But remember, this is about the level of passion. That's what militants try to capture when they recruit people, and clearly it is going to raise the level of passion. So even the polls are not going to be able to capture that as such. And I think there's no question that in the short term, it can even get worse. And I think that there has to be a very clear attack of this problem. I think statements like "I didn't like it one bit," as came from the president, I think is not going to resonate, particularly in the Arab world. There has to be something much more serious in confronting this problem.
You wrote an op-ed piece in yesterday's Washington Post, and in it you said the prospects for democracy in the Middle East have diminished rather than improved. Why are you saying that?
Well, let me tell you two things. I mean, when you look at it, I mean, one of the ideas that the administration had before the war is that they're going to have so much more leverage with Arab governments that they're going to pressure them to reform. The reality of it is today the U.S. needs the very same governments it is asking to reform. They need them for Iraq because we're in trouble. They need them to implement the Sharon plan, which is not popular. And for that reason, we're asking them to do something that their populations oppose passionately at a time when there is such opposition in the U.S. So what does that mean? It means two things. A, we don't have much leverage with them. We need them. And B, the publics are going so much against their policies that they become more insecure and they turn to repression rather than reform.
So it sounds like not much is the answer.
I think the answer is not much.
Shibli Telhami is the Anwar Sadat Professor for Peace and Development at the University of Maryland and a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
My pleasure.